Off the coast of ivory, Mother's County's ocean blue. Saw you dipping, diving with your family crew. Yeah, yeah. Not the normal species you. Big love coming through. Tried to turn away from you, but couldn't do. Cause your guiding light came crashing through. Standing there overwhelmed by you. The brilliant color of you. Yeah. Fast forward, slide down to Cape Town in June. Nighttime was high and the moon was full bloom. Still the ocean floor you sweep like a broom. Oh, big whale, I see you swimming blue. Cheer up, I'ma get to you, I'ma get next to you.
Hey, Tony Beers, how are you guys doing today? We're super excited. We're here at Tony B Festival. Yes, Tony B Fest. And we have a great guest today. Yes, none other than Nadine McKenna. Who is Nadine McKenna? Well, she is one of the most prolific songwriters that we've had in our history. She has penned, along with the great Donnie Hathaway, who recorded her song, This Christmas. You know that song. It is one of the most frequently recorded song of major artists. And so we have in our studio today, Mrs. Yes, well, Nadine McKenna. Now, she has asked me to call her Nadine. So, Tony Beers, I don't want you to get offended when I call her Nadine. But Nadine is celebrating a birthday, and she's going to be sharing with us the great story of This Christmas, the song and the story behind that great song. Now, let me give you a few facts about the song. The song was recorded in 1970. Well, I believe it was around the time of a blizzard in the late 60s when the song came to her, but recorded in 1970 by Donnie Hathaway. And then the song sort of took the little drift where it was played and it was recorded, but it wasn't getting much play. And then all of a sudden, the song took off, and here we are now. It has been recorded that over 280 different performers. Yep, I'm going to say that again, Tony Beers. 280 plus people have recorded the song, re-recorded, did their cover version of the original Donnie Hathaway and Nadine McKenna song. Who are some of the people that have recorded? Well, I'll just throw some names out to you and see if you know any of these names. Well, Harry Connick Jr. and Branford Marsalis, Patti LaBelle, The Whispers, The Temptations, The Stylistics. Usher has recorded this. Chris Brown, Freddie Jackson, Freda Payne did a version, Peebo Bryson, Bobby Womack. I'm just throwing some names out just to let you know. Destiny's Child. There are many, many others who have recorded this. Michael McDonald, just to name a few. Aretha Franklin. I mean, the list is just on and on and on. Lady Antebellum, CeeLo. I mean, I could just go on and on with the list. But I think you're getting an idea that this is one of the prolific songs of all time. A Christmas ode to great times and great experiences. So, Tony Beers, without further ado, I'm going to let you hear from her yourself. Here is none other than Nadine McKenna. Are you there, Nadine?
Yes, I am. I am officially a Tony Beer today. Now, ain't that great?
That is great. And just Tony Beers, just so you know, Nadine has already been christened a Tony Beer. What is a Tony Beer and what are the four attributes? Number one, you first must have a positive attitude. Number two, you must be working on your personal goals. Number three, you must have a spiritual foundation. And above all, above everything, you must be of service to others. And so Nadine is a Tony Beer. There you heard it out of her mouth. Nadine, I just wanted you to share with us What does it mean to have written this really prolific song in the history of songs, and that you were a part of it? What does that mean to you?
It means indescribable curiosity, satisfaction, cannot count the blessings, and you name those people, and I think of others, many I've met face to face, including, you mentioned Branford Marcellus.
Yes.
Well, Winton and I stood on a street corner in the summer, years and years ago, in California, across the street from William Grant Steele Art Center. And when I was talking about this Christmas, he actually played his horn, which he didn't have, but he had his mouth. And he played the intro, as though he were playing trumpet. So I got some thrills and chills that I can't recall them all, but they are good. And when it's good news, I call it juicy. Now, that means most of the time it's gossip. But good news gossip is juicy to me. And I kind of feel like in these times we're in, and these times we are moving through, too many bereavements. I mean, just too many to count, you know, good friends, brothers, sisters. I mean, everybody seems to have an express path to leave. As my son says, one of my sons says, they graduate. And I think they probably do. They go to, the advanced class and continue to teach, because many of them, while they're here, they teach us how to love and fuss and carry on that, live our lives.
Wonderful. Anyway, that's great. That's a great
say. It's a lot of different things I feel. And your interview is maybe the latest and greatest. I can be honest about that.
Wonderful. Well, we're so happy to share and be a part of the latest and greatest. I mean, we were just all super excited to know that we could get you on the line and that we could share in with you. So tell us, how did it begin? You were sitting at your desk, talking on the phone, walking down the street. When did this idea of this song come to you, and how did it come to you?
Oh, man, all of the above, for real. Because, I was working Christmas at the post office somewhere in the 67 was the big snow, the blizzard, and nobody went anywhere. There was a shutdown. It was sort of like having COVID-19, but it wasn't COVID-19 time yet. So there was snow, and you couldn't go anywhere, and all of this is in the same season in my life. And so I was in love with songs. Totally in love with Nat King Cole. Christmas Crush on just the air, the lights, the smell, and the music, of course. So I was immersed in Christmas energy from all sides. And working at the post office, there I was in flats. Flats means magazines. So I was looking at magazines, beautifully decorated homes and whatever, and I was in love with a song called I'd Like to Get to Know You. And so all of that sort of was a soup. It was a Christmas soup. And the lights on the south side, hello, beautiful. And there was sort of a competition. You know, I got more lights on my block than you got on yours. And people
wonderful.
Were working. And it was bright and beautiful. And the downtown store windows, they were great. If you were grown, it's okay. If you're a kid, it's okay. You still get the feeling when you watch the animated characters. And again, lights. I'm a light junkie, so the truth is, hey, I was high on lights, I guess.
Wonderful. Let's let me take a quick segue right there. So I'm setting the picture for all you songwriters out there. I know that Tony Beers are aspiring to be songwriters, but just picture what Nadine has just crystallized for us. There's the lights. There's the energy. There's the wind. There's the snow. There's the Christmas. She's working in plaques, which is the section in the post office, looking through beautiful magazines with their colorful pictures and their Christmas trees. And all of this is inspiring and soaring in her soul. And she, in the middle of this, what she calls soup, this Christmas soup, she decides to turn the pot on and let it begin to boil. And so as it begins to boil, out comes this permeating fragrance, this vapor in these lyrics. Did we capture it, Nadine?
I think you did a real good job. Thank you, sir.
Wonderful. So there you are. And what comes to you first? Just the theme, the hook, the what?
Yeah, the hook. Hang on a mistletoe, I'm going to get to know you better, is because that's what we did. And the get to know you better is borrowed from the song, I'd like to get to know you. Yes, I would. I'd like to get to know you if I could. And that sort of was, you know, blending, melting, whatever. Boiling, simmering by now. And I was singing it to my friends. I had friends, some of them have gone to heaven, but she is. I would sing them ideas, ditties, words, melodies, whatever. And they knew me for singing ideas to them. So it wasn't unusual. They were not recording artists. They were just friends and kin and family, whatever. So what I did was sing it to someone who was working in Donnie Hathaway's home and office. This is years later. This is 1970. And so Ronald Pulliam, his father, his brother, they all did interior design, masters at their craft. And so I sang, and he was working in Donnie's home and Donnie's office. And he said, you should sing that to Donnie Hathaway. I said, who's Donnie Hathaway? He said, he's got the ghetto on the radio. I said, okay. So that was my intro. I listened on the radio, and he said, I'm going to take you over to his office. And I had a notebook with words, and every page was a song or a poem. If you just looked at it, it would be a poem. But anyhow, I sang, oh, poor God, yes, make it to Donnie. But Donnie heard this Christmas because he could hear around the corner, I'm sure. All this is, you know, God's plan, if you really want to know. Anyhow, he said to me, oh, yeah, sing some more. And I said, well, that's it. I had the first verse and bridge. And so he says, well, write some more. We can record that. Okay. So then came, presents and cards are here. My world is filled with cheer and you. Original words. And as I look around, your eyes outshine the town they do this Christmas. So in the studio, he inadvertently, or on purpose, because you can sing it easier, he said, oh, no, lights twinkle all around, but your eyes outshine the town, original. And as I look around, it's easier with your breathing than singing. So in the studio, he changed it because he was supposed to, I'm sure, to. And as I look around, your eyes outshine the town. So,
hang all the mistletoe, I'm gonna get to know you better this Christmas. And as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together this Christmas. The fireside's blazing bright. We're caroling through the night, and this Christmas will be a very special Christmas for me. Presents and cards are here. My world is filled with cheer and you. This Christmas, and as I look around, your eyes.
eyes outshine the town they do. This Christmas, fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. And this Christmas will be a very special Christmas.
Do you have access to your bank's CEO? At the First Bank of Greenwich, you will. They are experts in commercial and residential lending. Visit them in Westchester, Stamford, and in Greenwich, Connecticut.
My company is Lincoln Heritage Life Insurance. I specialize in final expense insurance for low income and people who make between $10,000 and $55,000 a month.
Respond to DarnellHaynes006@gmail.com.
And I speak before public groups and I try to be inspirational. And so today, I would just encourage us all to keep our eyes open, our ears open, and always look for an opportunity to show kindness and encourage someone, because you never know what a person's going through.
Okay, this has all been brought to you, Tony Beers and newcomers, by Clippin. Who is Clippin? Clippin is found at www.clippin.com. Yes, the founder and CEO of Clippin is Mick Reed. What does Clippin do? It's for news organizations. Clippin streamlines video operations, and it helps films and photo teams at news organizations position themselves for lucrative future through intelligent increased usage, yielding greater revenue streams flowing from their new, their current, and their archival legacy video, while maintaining costs associated with processing new, current, and traditional footage, and associated fees that are derived from key search, tag identification, time-saving merging, and foresight maintenance. That's all from Clippin, clippin.com, C-L-I-P-P-N.com, Clippin. Listen, I'm super excited because here we are rolling down to the end of the year. Can you believe it? We have just had a great year this year. I mean, there's been so many things going on with the Tony B Media Group. Yes, let's go to TonyBMediaGroup.com and see all the wonderful things that have been taking place. Yes, Tony B is celebrating an entire year of bringing you inspiration, encouragement, and hope. And we know that the attributes of Tony Beers are, there are four of them. You must be positive. You must be working on your personal goals. You have to have a spiritual inspiration base. And above all, above everything, you must be of service to others. So that brings us to really what we have today, which is our theme of the week. And a theme of our week is really very simple. It's cry out to the Lord regarding your issues. I'll say that again. Cry out to the Lord regarding your issues. Come on, Tony Beers and newcomers. You know what your issues are. This is an introspective looking at yourself. What are you dealing with? What are you thinking about a lot that you want to change or correct or make better? Or maybe it's something that you fully are embracing and you just want to make sure that you have the faith to continue. So the whole idea is bring that and cry out to the Lord, whatever you are experiencing. And we always back it up with a scripture. So here's the scripture of the week. What is the scripture of the week? Psalms 40. It's a very simple, short verse. The first verse says, Psalms 40, verse 1. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me. And guess what?
He heard my cry. I'm going to read it just one more time. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. Psalms 40, and that's the first verse. That backs up our theme of the week, which is petition the Lord. Bring your concerns to him and cry out to him. The ABCs of Education with our good friend Beverly.
Happy holidays. Today, I'm going to talk to you about the power of gratitude and how gratitude has the power to change one's life. Each day, we can begin again by thinking about the things that we are most grateful for. For example, today, I am thankful for the gift of life. I'm also thankful for the breath I breathe. I'm thankful for salvation. And most of all, I'm thankful for my most beautiful family. I remind myself of this today by saying each word aloud and by writing each word down. So today, I close with this thought. I thank you, Tony Beers, for all your support this year, as I wish you a safe, healthy, happy, and prosperous holiday season. And remember, this has been your good friend Beverly giving you the ABCs of education. Bye-bye for now.
Darnell's Diamond Nuggets. So sit back and here he is, Darnell, doing Darnell's Diamond Nuggets.
Thank you, Tony B, and thank you, Tony Beers, for a few moments of your time today. Today's segment of Darnell's Diamond Nuggets is entitled Unclaimed Forfeited Benefits. Now, I don't know about you, but I'll be glad when December 7th comes and goes, because those, you know, I keep getting those Medicare calls. This is Mr. Wilson on a recorded line. You know, you have me scared to answer the phone. And as soon as I hear this is Mr. Wilson on a recorded line, Mr. Smith, click. There goes the my attention, and there goes the phone. Yes, this is open enrollment for your benefits, Tony Beers, for those who are retired as well as the people who are currently employed. So, in the working world, so many of the working world, working people benefits go unclaimed. You know, only 10% of the employees participate in the employee reimbursement, tuition reimbursement programs. Millions of dollars go unclaimed in 401k unmatched contributions unused now. This is the tickler. 658 million vacation days a year go unused. Healthcare dollars. Our millions of healthcare dollars go unused because people too tired or lazy or whatever don't go to the doctor. Well, incredibly, in our spiritual lives, Tony Beers and Saints, we're not doing that much better when we talk about forfeit benefits. Benefits that God loads us up every day with. Every day they're left on the table. But if you really want to look at the summary of benefits that God gives us, look at Psalms 103. Your benefits that many of not are not accessing. Peace of mind. Deliverance. Salvation. Wisdom. Joy. Discernment. Promotion and comfort. God, these are God-given benefits that are just left on the table. Now, open enrollment doesn't end just December 7th, but that's the day. Because that by December 7th, only God knows the day that you'll receive your last solicitation. Today, Saints, is an important day. It's the day of the Saints. It's the day of salvation. It's the day and the acceptable time to give your life to Christ. If you're in need of HMO, I can recommend a higher priest, a mediator, and one that's omnipresent. Maybe you prefer a PPO. I know a provider, a protector, and the Prince of Peace. If it's a Medicare Advantage program you need, Dr. Jesus writes a lifetime prescription. Take advantage today of the open enrollment period, Saints, because today is the day that may very well be the last day. Tomorrow could be it. I'm just asking. Take care until next time. Be encouraged.
All right. I thought I'd do a quick Bolt30.com. And Bolt30.com wants to just highlight the World Cup. There's so much going on with the World Cup. That's soccer we're talking about. And so Fox News has reported picking the World Cup winner is often a battle between who you think will win and who you want to win. And that will be no different this year. Yes, the World Cup. While some people are thinking that Brazil and France are arguably the most stacked squads at the tournament, there will be soccer fans, of course, rooting for Argentina's key player, which is Lionel Messi, or Portugal's Cristiano Ronaldo, to take home the life trophy this final World Cup. And so brought to you by Bolt30.com, the big question is, who are you predicting to win this year's World Cup? We're going to sign off now, and thank you, everyone. Happy holidays from the Tony B Radio Show.
How much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, the fireside is blazing bright.